T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm going to go to my main man, Mark Menard, for this Pelicans Primer, sponsored by OnPath Federal Credit Union. You know the why. We know the way. Learn more at bankingwithdirection.org. And a little all-star break this weekend. We got to see a couple of Pelicans in action, including a little bit of a little breaking of backboards. We're doing that now.
We had a literal rim rocker from Zion Williamson as they had to go in and adjust the goal at halftime. Kind of like they used to have to do with Jimmy Graham back in the day when he'd dunk over the field goal and they had to go and adjust the goalpost. Well, they had to – it wasn't quite a Shaq dunk where he brought the whole thing down, but they did have to get out there at halftime.
It actually didn't even necessarily look all that powerful, to be honest with you.
It looked fairly
routine, but the man does weigh 285.
Right. No, that'd be like if Zach Strief or myself hung on the rim. It might be a little off.
I hung on the rim, Bobby.
You know what I'm saying? I think it's the law of average. Is the physics of it.
So, Mark, we're at the halfway point, essentially, in the NBA season, and this is a team I remember doing these during the football season with you, and we hit a couple of stretches where it was like, Mark, do you really want to talk about this, right? And it was getting hard, and yet you look here at the All-Star break, Zion Williamson comes back through his first, what is it now, 9 or 10 games? Through 10 games has been absolutely everything you could have wanted and more. Out of your number one overall pick. And now suddenly this is a team that people are feeling pretty good about having a chance to make a run down the stretch.
He's been everything you wanted, and this is him at about 75%.
Yeah.
Well, that's what's incredible. You know, he says he's not back to where he wants to be yet. He says his vertical is only at about 36 inches right now. Usually it's at 46, apparently. So he's not quite jumping out of the gym, but he's jumping pretty darn high. And we're not really seeing any ill effects from his arthroscopic surgery. It seems like the things they did in the offseason to kind of retrain his body on how to land have really been paying dividends, because he hasn't had any issues after these games. His minutes have gone up, up and up and up, and he's up over 30 minutes a game now. And he's kind of where you want him to be. And he's been a galvanizing force for this team. You know, you could see how they rallied around his return. And they were already starting to do well even before he came back. But he has really been a spark plug for this team. And it's just in time for the schedule to really soften up here in the next couple of months, and where they could really do some major damage.
And, Mark, I'm glad that they're, peaking is the right word, or trending in the right direction.
There you go.
Versus the football season. Because I could say officially, Mark will tell you this, Zach, I was on the bandwagon when they won in Indiana. I said, whoa. I said, that's an impressive win. The stability of the Indiana Pacers, when they won that game, I told Mark, I'm officially on the bandwagon.
No Brandon Ingram, no Zion Williamson, and they still managed to pull it
right
out.
Right.
On the road.
I said, that was impressive, because you look at the franchise worst 13-game losing streak. That was November 21st to December 18th. Well, we all in the football season. So that was good to have that then.
That's right.
But now, post-All-Star break, how can you not be ecstatic or looking forward to the Pelicans where they're at? Look at the 5.5 games behind the Grizzlies. And the Grizzlies right now, the number 8 spot in the Western Conference standings. So, I'm kind of surprised, Mark, that I thought, you might have thought differently, that who would be the MVP right at the All-Star break? I thought it'd been more the stability of Jrue Holiday, considering the most valuable player, where he was at in the past and what he established. But how about Brandon Ingram? B.I., when you talk about bringing him on board, averaging a team high 25 points, basically 6.5 rebounds, he could also be the MVP, maybe the most improved player, considering what he's done coming from the Lakers. That's what I'm intrigued by. And then you look at an unsung hero. And, Mark, we talked about this last week. How about Leafs talked about Josh Hart? I mean, you look at the Pelicans trio that came from the Lakers. Josh Hart has been unbelievable. Here's a guard, 6'5". He's averaging 6.5 rebounds a game, third best on the team. So when you look how intriguing and what we got, with the AD trade and what's going to come about, You know what's the next big game, Zach? Because we kind of want revenge. They're just around the corner. The Lakers come back to NOLA on March the 1st. And now Zion's going to be part of the mix. And that's what we're looking at. So March 1st. Boy, talk about a ticket. You know, we're talking about tickets now, going to event, supply and demand and all that. March 1st, the Lakers are coming to the Smoothie King Center to play Zion, AD and all that. Now, that's a must-see game that you want to be a part of, Mark.
That's going to be a Sunday night game. It's going to be televised on ESPN. Everybody wants to be a part of that one. Now, a little bit of the luster might be taken off because they do play the Lakers before that. They actually played the Lakers twice in three games. They're going to play them in L.A. on Tuesday, February 25th. So that's just around the corner as well. And that game's going to be on TNT. So everybody wants a piece of these Lakers-Pelicans games because they know, you know, what that means to this New Orleans fan base for sure, and how the animosity of that Anthony Davis trade has kind of built up a little bit of a wall between these two franchises and has made it a little bit bigger of a game.
Which is really kind of a shame when you think about it, because the Pelicans are in such better shape today because of it.
Right, right.
They're in such better shape. And when you look at not just the players they got, but the effort to go out and get David Griffin, the idea of we got to rebuild the whole thing, we got to do it differently because this didn't work. AD leaving was the best thing that happened to this organization because we'd have kept doing what we were doing.
It is, but you could also, you know as well as I do, if you love this city, it will love you back. And if spurn it, then God help you, because this city has a long memory and it's not going to forget. Look at the uproar we had in the city when Bill Vinovich was announced as a Super Bowl referee, and that was a year ago that his team blew that call, and people are still salty about that.
That was a stupid decision anyways. But Mark, I'll tell you this too, it's not helping. When we played the Lakers last time, that might have been the most frustrating basketball game I ever watched, knowing what that meant to the Pelicans organization and watching how that game unfolded. To see them just not be able to close that out over and over and over and over again.
Well, and the
mistakes they made down the stretch, so frustrating.
The fact that the catalyst was Anthony Davis.
Right.
They just had no answer for Anthony Davis. Now, this time around, you know, the next two times we play them, you know, if everybody stays healthy, we'll have Zion Williamson in the mix, and we'll get to see him go up against Anthony Davis defensively and offensively, and that should be an interesting matchup because – you know, we've seen him go toe-to-toe with the best in the NBA, and nobody's really found an answer for him yet.
Yep.
And even when we played the Bucks, who are one of the better defensive teams, and Giannis, one of the better defensive players, Giannis didn't have much of an answer for Zion either. And we saw Zion get a little frustrated early, but late in the game he got going, and he started getting his buckets. And so that's going to be an interesting matchup. But before all that, they take a trip to Portland to get things back underway here on Friday, and that's going to be another big game where they can complete a season sweep of the Trailblazers. They could, you know, get another key win over a team standing between them and the number 8 seed. That's going to be a big game on Friday.
Looking forward to it. Mark, we appreciate it. That was the Pelicans Primer, sponsored by OnPath Federal Credit Union. You know the why, we know the way. Learn more at bankingwithdirection.org.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.